Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. And tonight I got a special co-host straight out of Ohio. I want y'all to give a warm hand, even though she can't hear you clapping, to my homegirl, Miss 100%.
Thanks for having me on.
No problem. And if y'all want to holler at me and Miss 100%, give us a call. 646-929-2037 is the call number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call number. And now I know some of y'all are a little shy, so if you don't feel like you can dial those digits, feel free to email me. I'll take your questions there, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, email me if you don't feel like calling, dick@smoothdrama.com. I'll read your questions, comments, or concerns. And if you just happen to be listening on Blog Talk and you're in the chat room, feel free to post your question there. We will read them on the air. And if you just so happen to be lucky enough to be watching me on livestream.com/sdrama, you get to see my pretty face that's made for radio. So, once again, that's livestream.com/sdrama. And also, because I'm trying to stalk you to the fullest, and I want you to stalk me, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Tagged, I'm on MySpace, I'm on my yearbook, I'm everywhere. So, if you want to catch up to me on Facebook, Tagged, MySpace, I'm Dick Hugger. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. So hit me up. I'm real sociable. I feel like I'm approachable, and you know, we can have a little fun every now and again. I like to have fun online. Speaking of having fun online, got a first thing. I gotta tell you 100%. I got a thing about the state of Florida. There's something about the water in Florida that make folks, you know, we talk about people are crazy. And there's a lot of things that go on that are crazy down in Florida, including my dumbass of the week. But we're going to debate that a little bit later on in the program. There's a mother who in Florida who stormed a school bus and slaps the child in the mouth because her 6-year-old said that 7-year-old hit her. Now, you know, I feel as a parent, you know, you don't want nobody putting their hands on your child. But smart thing is not to go and attack a 7-year-old. That don't resolve the problem. I just saw it, and I'm like, she jumps on the bus, and she's on video camera because now the school buses, they have video now.
Right.
And so she's on camera, so it's not like she can deny it, slapping a little 7-year-old.
That makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
I'm taking the old, you know, how back in the day they used to say, when my mama's friend caught me doing something wrong, my mama's friend would whoop me and then take me home and I'd get another whooping.
Right.
Remember that, how people used to say that old back in the day stuff?
Right.
Well, that's kind of taking it way out of control.
Yeah.
The same kind of thing happened a while back in a grocery store where a child was misbehaving in a grocery store and the mother wasn't saying anything, and the old lady decided that she would whoop the child because mother wasn't doing her job.
Okay.
A poor little 80-year-old lady in ended up going to jail because of it. So, yeah, that's kind of. But, yeah, that's kind of out of hand.
All right. Well, no, see, because my thing is this. They could have, you know, you just report the child. And you report the child, they go to the office, they get reprimanded, whatnot, whatever. I mean, it's a 7-year-old. This is not like a teenager. You know, this is a 7-year-old. You can still talk to 7-year-olds, well, most of them.
Well, first of all, the fault lies with the bus driver because the bus driver is never allowed. I work for the public school system here in Ohio. And the bus driver is never, ever supposed to allow anyone other than a school official to step on his or her bus.
Exactly. So, well, that's what happened.
What was going on in the bus driver's mind that, you know, where she allowed, he or she allowed, you know, a parent to jump on the bus?
Well, what happened was, you know how you're at the bus stop, and the bus is open, and, you know, you can be putting your child onto the bus. You know, there are some parents, because these are like kindergarten and first graders.
Mm-hmm.
So you're putting your child on, and then you just run on, and you go at the boy because obviously the child told the mother who the boy was, and so she just jumped on the bus and jumped on the boy. I mean, it's one of them things. I don't really blame the bus driver because you don't expect a grown woman to jump on the bus and attack a 7-year-old
baby. Yeah.
Right. It's not one of them things that you ready for early in the morning.
I see your point on that. Now we're going to see on the news probably that same lady getting the hell beat out of her by the 7-year-old child's mother. I can see it now. Who the hell are you to put your hands on my child?
Well, no,
but then I can see you going back and forth.
Well, she went to jail.
Trust me, she got a beat down coming.
No, what happened is the bus driver, he, of course, locks the door and he calls the authorities. And then the police come
okay.
to get her and take her. So that's how that went.
Okay, so he did step up to the job. My bad.
Yeah, it wasn't about that he had stepped up to the job. You know, it's just one of them things. We are talking about it's like 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
Really.
Your mom is just not focused on somebody just running up on the bus just slapping a little baby. I just don't, okay.
Right.
Yeah, I don't.
That's not.
I can't even picture that.
Yeah, you're not thinking that early in the morning.
Exactly.
You know, sort of like the next thing, it was the mock slave auction.
Okay.
And students in Ohio, they were set up. It was a fifth grade class, and the class was separated into masters and slaves as part of a social studies lesson about slavery. You know, of course, the black kid was put in the slave group, and they would actually reenact the slave auction process, which is, you know, they go up there, they feel on your legs, your arms, open your mouth, all this other stuff to inspect you as property.
Right.
Now, for me, I look at the teacher as in the education part, like, y'all don't see a problem with this? I mean, nobody's reenacting the Jewish Holocaust in the elementary school. You ain't like, okay, you gonna go in the closet and we gonna, like, this is how it was to gas you. Nobody's doing the 9/11. You're in the World Trade Center and we're blown. I mean, we're not doing that kind of stuff. And for folks to think that it's cool to be insensitive and do this kind of slave auction, which is in American history, second to the near genocide of all the Native Americans, you can't get no worse than that.
Well, it's very interesting that the school spokesperson said that they issued an apology to, they issued a public apology, but they never actually apologized directly to the child and the child's parents. And the child actually said that he doesn't have any faith in that teacher anymore. He wanted the teacher to actually apologize for humiliating him, because even after it was over, he's still getting picked on because he was, portrayed as being a slave and opening his mouth up and checking his teeth out and, all that kind of stuff, feeling his legs to see if he has, strong leg muscles and stuff like that. But
right.
I have a copy of the supposed apology, and to me, it sounds nothing like an apology. What it sounds like is just a statement to the student what the teacher did. And
well, I mean, that was one of the points that I was making. When we talk about the mock slave auction, that should be one of those things that never happens. It's talked about in the classroom. We're talking to 10-year-olds, elementary school kids. It should be talked about as it was awful. It was one of the worst things, and those are the two sentences that you use, and you move on. That ain't something that you
reenact.
You don't reenact that.
Right. That teacher, I believe, should have actually been reprimanded because of that. And I don't understand how the lesson got by the principal anyway. Certainly, like I said, I work for a school system, and I work in the classroom with the students, and lessons like that actually have to meet approval. So if that lesson was actually approved, I want to know what idiot approved a lesson like that.
Well, when you're talking about those lessons, some of the lessons are open to interpretation. Now, see, it could be something that you can talk about, but I don't know necessarily that they wanted it reenacted. And if they did want it reenacted, then, we already saying that it's one of them things that never should be reenacted. It should have one specific title to it. This was some awful shit. And it shouldn't have never happened. It was a terrible time in the history of this country, and it should never be repeated. And that's it.
Right. And move on.
Nothing else. Yeah, reenacting it, making kids, because some folks think that, I guess it's okay to reenact something that was, that brings up a history when we were chattel slave. We wasn't even human. It was 3/4 of a person.
Exactly.
That I can't never defend or even understand how folks take that lightly. I don't take it lightly. But as is me. If I go back in time, I'd a couple of landmines. I don't know.
That's just what happens, with the miseducation of America's children. If we as parents educate our children on Black history and stuff like that, then even in not just Black kids, but white children too, then it would have been understood. It would have been the feeling throughout the whole classroom, and not just this young man saying, "Hey, teacher, this is not right." Let's think about this. Our kids are so smart, and they are smart aleck as well, and they speak up about a lot of stuff. So I'm wondering if this is the only child that had a problem with, this is the only child that they're saying had a problem with it and said something, but I'm really wondering if other kids, you know, talked about it, had problems with it, you know, felt, you know, demoralized, dehumanized, just felt just utterly shamed by what went on in the classroom. And if we start teaching our kids that, you know, just because this is the teacher, everything that they're teaching you is not necessarily the right thing or the right way that something should be taught. So
yeah,
that's just something.
Like I said, the easy decision on this is it should have been talked about as terrible, and that's it. Reenactments on terrible things, I don't think it's ever a good idea. I don't see what, especially when you're talking about elementary school kids. I could see in college, and you want to show, and that's something that you would do in a play if you want to depict it as terrible like that in a play, but anywhere else, no.
Yeah. I agree 100%.
Yeah, I kind of figured you would.
So, what's next?
Well, I was trying to go on break here, but it seems that we are having a technical knockout here, but we have fixed it. And now we're going to go on break here. We're going to go into a song. This is Frankie Flowers, Big Bad Wolf.
Big bad wolf, chased a little girl named Red Riding Hood in the woods. Said that he only wanted goods, she didn't have any. So instead, he took her childhood, went back, told her granny and the family. None of them believed her, made her leave the room. Walking back to school with her head down, kicking the dirt, broke basket in her arm, tearing the skirt. Best friend asked her, what's wrong, girl, why you seem sad? She didn't know all along it was her dad, made her feel like it was her fault. Said that he has to kill her if he ever got caught. Does it to his own daughter too. She won't tell on him, but her mama knows the truth. Mama always tells lies, like the baby everyone thinks she had is really mine. Just last week, she fought three little pigs. One climbed through a window, told her open her leg. Second got on top of her, third sat on her bed. Papa blew her door down, then they fled. Asked who her daddy was, kissed her on the forehead, penetrated, didn't even care who her daddy was. Gave his own daughter AIDS, who was in the 10th grade on the honor roll. Won't make it to a graduation, she died slow, laying on the hospital bed, breathing through a tube. Saddest thing about the story is, her baby died too, he wasn't even two. True story, it didn't even make the 10 o'clock news.
Your host Dick Hugger and my special co-host Miss 100%. That was Frankie Flowers, Big Bad Wolf. Speaking of the Big Bad Wolf, I don't know. I talked about this earlier, not earlier tonight on another show, where there was a million dead fish that washed up on Redondo Beach. And the authorities said that it was oxygen that made them all die. And so...
Bullshit.
Sorry
about that.
Right. And so I look up and I see something today where in Perth, Australia, a bunch of fish just wash ashore in the thousands, hundreds of thousands, just dead on the shore.
And did you hear about the pigeons?
Yeah, I was going there. Now, we got these dead fish that they say it's oxygen. Then we're talking about in Kentucky and in Arkansas, they had the birds that they said just kind of fell out the air, fell out the sky. And they said it was lightning that struck them.
Hmm.
then they said that in Arkansas, I believe it's Kentucky or Arkansas, I may be getting them mixed up. They said because a woman walked out and she had hundreds of birds just dead in front of her house. And the authorities told her that what they were doing is there was a starling population that needed to be thinned, so they had fed them some seeds, some poison seeds.
Mm.
Now, for some folks who may not think that this kind of stuff is important, I kind of, I'm a conspiracy guy. I kind of read something somewhere that they said that the military had been experimenting with different kinds of gases and toxic chemicals, and this would be the result of it. I mean,
yes.
A million dead fish, that's a whole lot.
This is interesting, too, because there was another, in the very first incident I remember happened New Year's Eve, I believe, New Year's Day,
yes.
Where the birds, it was another case about the birds, all these dead birds just falling out of the sky. And their excuse was because of all the fireworks and things for the, the celebration the night before, it caused the birds to become afraid and shocked, and they had heart attacks. fall out of the sky. And when I saw that, I just sat there and I said, that is the biggest crack of shit I have ever heard before. But immediately I knew in my mind, that this had something to do with military testing or some type of weapons testing. And what better way to find out if it actually works is to test it in your own environment first. But, of course, you can't let anybody know that you're doing something like that because it's not only unethical, but it's immoral to do something like that. But, I mean, look at the world that we live in. I mean, I don't really find anything too shocking anymore. I really don't.
Well, my issue on this is, okay, for people who think that when you talk about things of this nature, like, oh, you're the crazy conspiracy person. Now, I ask you, which one, and this is to the listeners out there, which one makes more sense? Birds having heart attacks at once, hundreds of birds having a heart attack at the same time, hundreds of fish lacking oxygen, well, not hundreds, millions, a million or so fish just not being able to breathe is
underwater, which fish are supposed to be able to breathe.
Yeah, fish have gills so they can breathe in the water. I know it needs oxygen, but yeah. We're talking about a million.
I just didn't understand.
Right, and this is in California. And then you go over to Australia, which is nowhere near California, and the
exact
same thing happens.
Yes.
Kentucky and Arkansas are not that close to each other. And birds are just falling out the sky. They said, oh, it was lightning. I mean, that's a hell of a lightning bolt. That
right.
Got like 100 birds at the same time.
Right.
Or that the military are experimenting with something. And you always, when we talk about population control, and we're talking about just in case there are riots or things of that nature, how can you effectively control a population that is rioting? And
how can you incapacitate thousands of people all at one time? That's what it is. They're trying to find a way to incapacitate people or to control the human population. And I'm sorry, but that's what I believe. What other excuse is there?
Right. Well, I mean, for me, it makes sense. But, you know, of course, there are some people who may be listening who are like, yeah, I'm not feeling what you're trying to sell. But I'm saying that, I mean, unless you believe in lightning like that.
Right.
You believe that fish can't breathe in water all of a sudden.
Well, you know, I would just say to those people, stop thinking with a one-track mind. Stop thinking inside the box all the time. Stop thinking that this world, or, you know, that we live in is all peaches and cream, and stop buying the tickets that the government is selling to you. Really start doing some research and educate yourself about more than what Beyonce is wearing for the Grammys, you know, and what Lil Wayne album is coming out next week,
Hold on. Why are you talking about what Beyonce wear at the Grammys?
Because it has nothing to do with your future.
That's the most important thing in my future. What you talking about?
No. She already got somebody, honey.
One of our bloggers is like, I think an alien did it. Really?
Right? Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna say your name, blogger. Green Beasley says, I think an alien did it. I'm not a scientist, but I'm not buying into that theory. Okay.
Okay.
I have to agree to disagree with you, Green Beasley.
You said agree to disagree?
Yes, I will have to agree to disagree. I mean, for example, we talk about things that aren't what they seem. The Ron Paul footage, Fox had to apologize because there was footage of Ron Paul this year debating. But instead of using the footage from this year, they replaced it with footage from last year with him being booed.
Right.
And trying to run that off as current news. Now, some folks may not think that's a big deal. I think it's a huge deal. When you're talking about the credibility of the news channels, news corporations, they are cutting and editing footage. They're not showing you the real footage. They're just giving you what they want you to see.
Exactly.
You know, I think that's very dangerous for folks who don't understand that kind of deal. You think about it. You thinking that something is going on somewhere and it's like this, but actually it's not going on like that. I mean, you're thinking that, there's a rally somewhere and there's like 12 people. They'll show you 12 people. But in actuality, there's 500,000 people there, and it's big.
Right.
I mean, I look at it. I went to the Million Man March. Me and a friend of mine, we went there, and you know, they when we saw the news, they put it like, yeah, it was about a thousand.
Yeah, they said something like it was about 10,000 people there,
yeah.
And I know that that was a lie.
Yeah, it was more like 1.5 to 2 million people there. I mean, it was people everywhere. But the point being that, of course, they won't tell you the real news. They will tell you what they want you to see to downplay the significance of something. And although some folks may not care for Ron Paul or whatnot, but Ron Paul obviously was not in their favor, and they wanted to downplay him. They wanted to make him look smaller than what he is. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm reporting this, and I don't even care about – I don't even really know who Ron Paul is. I've heard of him briefly, and to me, it's not really an issue of Ron Paul and his politics. It's an issue that a news source will fake news to
the news stations. They have a responsibility to inform the public about current events without any bias. And that's the rule of journalism. That's what they're supposed to do. But more and more, you see people trying to make a name for themselves. So in doing that, they do things like this. They try to manipulate the public's mind by showing you only what they want you to see, because they know most of the people that's watching are misinformed about different events that are going on anyway, so they're not going to question if this footage is real or if this is something that was just, you know, put together or edited by the news media. They're not actually thinking about all of that. It was an incident. It's like on a lower scale, but it's somewhat the same. There was a friend of mine whose house caught on fire while we were at church. And the news media here put it on live and said that there was a house fire and that there were people trapped inside and kids trapped inside. And when that came out, they actually had to issue a public apology because, first of all, the girl's father was already deceased. The girl, the woman was at church, and her daughter was at church. There was no one inside, but they made it to be so big and put it on TV, and it boosted ratings because
that was the point.
Boosted ratings because for some reason people like mess. They like to see other people's misfortune for some reason or another. But, you know, like I said, the media has a responsibility to deliver unbiased news to the public. That's their job.
Yeah, I think that there's no such thing as unbiased news. I mean,
you're not supposed to put your opinion in it. You're supposed to deliver what happened, the facts, and that's it. You're not supposed to try to manipulate it so that people see things your way. So, and it's not like that anymore. I'd be surprised if half the stuff that we see is, or here in the media, is the absolute truth. I really would be surprised.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the point. Either it's an untruth or it's something that's omitted. Sort of like I read this and I thought it was really crazy that the FAA says that no longer will there be oxygen in airplane bathrooms.
What?
So the federal government, in secrecy last month, ordered every airline in the United States to remove emergency oxygen in every bathroom on all 6,000 domestic commercial aircraft. Now, I mean, it may not mean anything to people who, like, don't fly or whatnot, but you imagine if you're in the air, you happen to be in the restroom, and something goes off where they say there's loss of cabin pressure, you're not in your seat or whatnot. There's no emergency oxygen. That's just your ass. I don't understand why they would do that. They say this is about keeping travelers as safe and secure as possible.
That is just unthinkable.
I was like, really?
It's not funny, but it's like I said, it's just one of those things where you say, I'm not surprised.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where you hear about things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear about it retroactively after the fact. They don't discuss it with you. So it will be something that in the emergency you find out the wrong way. You know, like,
I don't laugh so hard, but oh, that's just so wrong. That in any type of way you want to think about it, it's just wrong.
Oh,
yeah.
It's wrong on every level of the game. I mean, it's sort of like, remember when the woman Sotomayor, or the Mexican woman who was put on the Supreme Court? The day that she was put on the Supreme Court, they actually passed a law also where the police don't, when you say, I need to speak to my lawyer, the police don't have to do that now. They don't have to get you your lawyer. They can continue to harass you.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was one of them things. You know, Sotomayor was page one. That was on page 486. But it happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so basically, your rights, we give you this, like, hey, you have the first Mexican on the Supreme Court, but you can't invoke your lawyer.
Wow.
That's funny.
Wow.
Put somebody up to so-called even out the so-called biases, and you're going to have a quote-unquote minority on the Supreme Court, another one. But then you take that away. It's sort of like something that's on the DL that they did, where now you can't ask for your lawyer, but your right to remain silent.
Oh.
You can't invoke that any longer.
So if you don't have nothing to say, they're gonna beat the hell out of you. So you have something to say, huh?
Pretty much, and you can't call for your lawyer. Because, hey, we just got you. Fuck you.
Wow. Well, did you hear about what the Republicans did today?
Yeah, we gonna get into that. But first, before we get into that, I'm going to go into our next break here and a song which kind of fits what we're talking about here. This is Immortal Technique, Reverse Pimpology.
Hypocrites, hookers, sex offenders. Y'all niggas wanna be pimps and players? Say 1997, nigga. I'd rather be rich and unhappy than broke and miserable. Cause the game don't give a fuck if you lyrical, and that's pitiful. So my position is pivotal. You can hate me all you like, but you worship the principle. I inspire revolution, the government's not invincible. Vietnam to Venezuela, technology they pimping you. All up in the hood like McDonald's and liquor. Selling AIDS medicine when we know you got the cure, nigga. You leery of conspiracy theory, but hear me. From a business perspective, it makes more sense clearly. Cause moreover, that's what we go to war over. And numbers don't lie unless we do push a gore over. Free markets make money disingenuously. But I invest in agriculture, biochemistry. Smart nigga from the hood, pussy, what type of crime is that? But execs are like, you from Harlem, where your time is at?
Stupid. If you're looking for the money or the fame, the players and the rules ain't changed. But see, we trying to leave a name, so we're turning out.
This is how pimps get pimped and players get played. Rich people get robbed and broke niggas paid. New York, London, Chicago, Philly, and L.A. Miami, D.C., be more and out in the Bay.
Out of the frame games, we deserve to state that claim. If we didn't, it's a crying shame. But we're concerned about it, how to turn it out.
Show me a pretty girl with the world stuck to her. And I bet you there's a brother that's tired of fucking her. Lots of niggas, girls, or someone else's one night stand. I probably made some bitches nervous listening with they men. And if that offends somebody, I'm sorry, fuck you. What you think revolutionaries don't like to fuck too? You just gotta beware a dangerous coochie. Cover your head like a koofy. Some rappers think that they live in a movie until they get herpes or clap from a groupie. And I don't need to shout you out, nigga, you know who you be. Look, most people are only players cause they got played and have not let go of that shit since the seventh grade. Yeah, you got your heart broke, life sucks, doesn't it? But you shouldn't fuck up someone else's life because of it. Someone did your mother like that, that's why you fatherless. Before jail or racist cops, that's what the problem is.
See who's the one to place that blame? We're getting trapped in a cycle of pain. With a generation headed down the drain, time we turn it out.
This is how pimps get pimped and players get played. Beautiful women get cheated on and gangster sprayed. Jersey, Detroit, Denver, Phoenix, Atlanta, Texas, Vegas, Seattle, and
with all of the money you paying, to spend it on a watch and a chain. But can't offer your children a thing. What the hell is going on in your brain? We gon' turn it out.
I'm not a crack rapper, I'm not a backpacker, I'm not a whack rapper, moonlighting as a bad actor. I treat labels like the projects cause I'm a hater. Go to the Sony building and piss in the elevator. Cater to hustlers, crooks and cheap smugglers. Bootleg my own album to reach customers. Every city, state, and country, the hood loves me. Even Aborigines in Australia bump me. Stay underground fans of all the color of talcum. Well, who the fuck you think buy 50 and J albums? Who the fuck you think made Snoop and Dre platinum? Call up any major record label and ask them. But there's some devils in disguise in hip-hop that belong in Republican fundraisers with Kid Rock. I hope one of my fans has one of your kids shot and blames it on Acid, Prozac, and Slipknot. You a pussy acting hard like a bitch cop. I'll drop you to the floor like a reverse wrist lock. Eat your food and shit on you like a highway pit stop. And make revolutionaries out of kids that used to flip rocks. The government pimp 9/11 to go to Iraq. And history repeats itself right on track. First as a tragedy and then the comedy begins. Cause it's funny, motherfuckers don't see it come around again.
When can we be free? We only born to live our life with our eyes open. Open your eyes,
open your eyes.
Stupid motherfucker,
stupid motherfucker.
Open your eyes before you die.
Together you got drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Big Hugger, and my co-host, Miss 100%. That was Immortal Technique, Reverse Pimpology, off his album, Third World. All right, open your eyes before you die. Anyway, now, this next subject, I'm kind of partial to. I I have an issue with reality TV. I quite honestly hate it. I don't get it, because one, it's not reality TV. See, because to me, reality TV is you filming somebody and they don't know that they're being filmed, so they're being real, not fake. Because this shit that we call reality TV is just people acting stupid because they know that they have the camera in front of them.
You sure they have.
I mean, right. And so you see all the basketball wives and the desperate housewives of Atlanta, Orange County, bumfuck Kentucky, New Jersey. I'm like, really? This where we at? It's like the Jerry Springer Show is on every channel.
Yeah.
It's like four or five of them.
Yeah, it is. Quite a few of them.
Yeah. I mean, some folks, and I was reading the article where they were talking about how they were just dismayed at how black women are on these shows. I look at it, and I don't see how you're not dismayed by everybody on this show.
Exactly, not just black women.
Yeah, I mean, because you show me a reality show, and I'll show you some people that are acting dumb. I mean, I'm being too nice. I mean, because that's giving dumb a bad name, how they act on these shows. I mean, you see, they just want to fight just for the sake of, you know what? Your skirt is too damn short. You ain't shit. I mean,
makes no sense whatsoever.
Right. Zero. And
then they're getting paid millions.
Right.
Millions of dollars.
Right.
Make an ass out of
this. Yeah, I mean, but see, it go back to what we were talking about and what you were talking about, were about to talk about. They passed the law in Wisconsin where they took away the bargaining rights.
Right.
And to me, I'm like, well, once you take away the bargaining rights of people, And the funny thing is, Wisconsin pales in comparison to what's going on there in Ohio, because Wisconsin only has half of what was going on. In Wisconsin, this is going to affect about 150 to 175,000 people. In Ohio, it's going to affect up to 350,000 or more.
Exactly.
And if it got passed on the low, another one of those on the low, everybody focusing on Wisconsin, but it's happening there. It's happening everywhere, basically.
Why? Right, the creative diversion theory. You know, make people think that this is the biggest thing going, but low-key, this over here that nobody knows about, nobody cares about, you know, until, you know, it starts actually getting some type of exposure. And I think it's just ridiculous how so many people, how so many officials are given way too much power, and we're putting way too much trust into their hands. We've been shown time and time again that you just can't trust them. Either way, you just cannot trust them.
Right.
But nobody, it's like people are walking around like robots. They're not questioning anything.
Well, speaking of robots, here's my thing. I mean, I get the protests and all that, and that's cool. But I look at it like this. Hey, 2012 is 9 months away.
Mm-hmm.
And when those elections come up, it's like right now you should be grooming your candidates. Because basically, any law that is enacted can be revoked.
Right.
So basically, you put your candidates, I mean, all these people who are out there protesting, who are mad because their bargaining power was taken away, then you register to vote. You get everybody else who feels that same way register to vote, and whoever voted to pass this bullshit law to take away your bargaining power, you get their ass out of there, and you put your person in who's going to vote to revoke that law and give the bargaining power back. It's really that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But will it happen? Probably not.
Well, I was about to say, they took the words right out of my mouth. Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's terrible that this kind of thing can happen and folks don't think of it that way. I mean, this is not like you're voting for president. The president, we don't actually elect. There's the whole Electoral College deal. But
okay,
on the local level, you elect those people vote for vote.
Mm-hmm.
And if all you people who are out of jobs because of the budget cuts, then you vote for the person that's going to work in your interest. You don't need to on the local level, you don't need to be Republican or Democrat.
Right.
You can be independent and beat this dude out. It don't matter how much money they got, because at the end of the day, it's about how many of y'all are voting for who.
Oh, thank you.
That's it.
You preaching.
I think it's funny, you know. And I was talking to my homie Lee, my comic book correspondent. Mm-hmm. Somebody just saying, it's that simple. Just voting. I get the presidency, but this, no. I don't get this at all. I don't understand how they can't see it. But, I mean, you know, that's the sheep mentality. They just think that once the law is written, that it can't be unwritten. But it can be. And it goes to show you how what we think is important. Like, we started off talking about these reality show jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like people think that you put a name on it and say, oh, it's reality, that it is. When, as one of my favorite rappers, Rise Kyle, said, people be talking about keeping it real, but they don't know what reality truly be.
Right.
And that's where we at. Where we straight up at. Don't know what reality is. Reality is, you have the power. Those 350,000 people who are being let go, if all of them vote, along with the other people who've been disenfranchised, that guy that voted against your interests will be out. That's all.
Okay. Hey, I wasn't going to interrupt because I agree with you. There's really nothing left for me to say, but it's talking about the reality, the TV reality shows, and talking about the black woman's role in the TV reality show, I'm kind of upset, and I'm going to tell you because it's never a real black woman. And I'll explain what I mean. They always go from one end of the spectrum to the other. It's either she's this high class, high society, prima donna bitch, or she's this low class, welfare, you know, jobless, food stamp collecting, you know. They never show a black woman who is hardworking, who, you know, who's not out to just take from somebody, or who's not out just for, you know, fashion or just, you know, worrying about the $500 pair of shoes, the next pair of $500 shoes that she's going to buy. Or, you know, they never show a real black woman. And it's a shame that people don't take interest in the struggle of an everyday black woman. They rather see, you know, fingers snapping, head jerking, and all of that. And I really, really, I am disgusted about the way that black women are portrayed as argumentative, you know, territorial, you know, we're always ready to fight, you know, that kind of thing. We're never, ever, because when you look at how they portray white women is they're docile or they're so soft-spoken and they're, you know, they're so dainty and so soft and, you know, there's no hardness to them. But that's a fallacy as well.
Well, I think that's kind of changed, though, because when you look at the reality shows, that's the white woman that's on the reality show. I think the problem is it's not just the reality show for black women.
No, it's not.
It's in every show. And I think that's where the beef is, because in reality shows, they all the same. They all trifling. But the problem is that trifling transcends not just the reality show, but in the drama. And if you just happen to be in the soap opera, it's rare, really rare, that you'll have the non-stereotype black woman in the show.
Right.
Now.
So what makes us crave that, though? What makes people crave, you know, see something that's so superficial and you know, there's no depth to that person's character whatsoever?
Oh, real simple, real quick, because we coming to the end of time here. But look at the NFL. They're in the middle of maybe having a work stoppage. The NFL is the number one sporting league in North America here. They're pulling in an excess hundreds of billions of dollars, and they may have a work stoppage because billionaires and millionaires can't split up the money right. Whereas you have teachers and other public service people who serve a real service to the public.
Mm-hmm.
There's no negotiation. Your rights are taken away from them. But these athletes who serve no real purpose, they have their bargaining rights. It's funny, the perspective that we're cool with people who serve no purpose in society having rights, but the people who do serve a purpose in society have no rights. That is where we have the disconnect, right there.
I couldn't have said that better myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on that one. Yeah.
That is what's really, really sad about our culture now. You know, the mentality of the people now. And on that note, that's our time. I want to thank y'all for listening. I want to thank my co-host, Miss 100%, for coming on and representing the great state of Ohio.
No problem.
And helping the brother out. Good looking out. And on that note, I want to say, you know, y'all, open your minds, man. Think about what's really, really important and not this bullshit. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're going to be stuck with nothing.
You want to have yourself to blame.
Yeah. And there's no one to blame. Now, on that note, thanking once again everybody for listening. Once again, I'm Dick Hugger, speaking for my homegirl, Miss 100%. It's Smooth Drama. We out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.